Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. Welcome to Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. This is the David part of the Jeanette and David, and Jeanette is still gathering a few things here to get ready for tonight, some final preparations for our moon, full moon ritual for this May. This moon is a super moon, so we mentioned these in the past, how this is a super moon, so which means that it's closer to the Earth than usual, so it looks a little bit larger in the sky. And I was noting that this is the last supermoon of the year. So let's take advantage of that. It's a little closer. Give it a little more energy, a little more oomph to what we're doing during the full moon. So, make note of that. If you have not done anything for the full moon yet, or if you're going to, or you're following along with us, keep that in mind as we kind of work on our work for this moon. It's a supermoon. It's super.
Super.
So we're getting stuff set up here for the altar space. We've got our altar area set up with our candles. We've got the big 7-day candles with the crocheted cozies that we've talked about before that have little emblems on them for each of the elements. So, around our natural wood altar thing here. And our cat is with us. Loki the cat. Yes, I know. We named him that after we noticed his personality. So we didn't invoke Loki into this cat by naming him. He was already showing it, and he's eating the thyme that we have sitting on the table, trying to chew the thyme.
I didn't think he would like it because it's too aromatic.
He's weird. It's a plant. He's got to chew.
He's such a dumb kitty.
He is. So we've got our altar set up with some stones and things on it. We got a couple of plants here with some pots. We got some thyme plants that we're going to put into the dirt in the big pots here. We've got some other small pots with soil. We're going to plant some stuff in as part of our work. So tonight we're planting intentions for protection and abundance is our focus. But you can work on it. You can focus it whatever you want. But we're our focus this time is protection and abundance. And with everything going on in the world right now, we figure protection's a good idea. We need to protect ourselves from the COVID that's going around. And abundance. We need to ensure that we're receiving abundance in our lives to sustain ourselves through this time of job loss and furloughs and not working and staying at home. It's a very tough and stressful time for everybody right now. And hopefully this will help kind of bring some positiveness into our lives with our work tonight.
Yeah, and this is something that people can do really with any plant.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in pots. I mean, you can incorporate the use of pots. That sounded a little weird. You can use this time to plant time. You can use it to plant seeds in pots or smaller containers to germinate. And we talked about this a couple of months ago with our seeds, the little seed sheets that we bought.
Yeah.
We have some of them today.
So what we did, you're doing your thing. So,
yeah,
what we did a couple of months ago is we got some sheets, some pieces of paper that have seeds embedded in them and of different things. And we have some here that have that are from basil. So the pieces of paper have basil seeds in them. And we wrote down what we wanted to, our intentions at the time, to grow this year. And we're going to put these into the pots of plain dirt that we have sitting here for this. So it was cool because, you know, with these pieces of paper, I mean, we do this stuff in ritual all the time. Many of us do this where we have a piece of, you know, there's the writing your intentions on a piece of paper part of the ritual that a lot of us have done and do. And in this case, we used pieces of paper that had seeds embedded in them. So you can just put the paper in the ground and water it and stuff, and the seeds will come along. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And
really cool.
I've seen other companies around. This one happens to be out of Canada, and they had sheets that you could buy individually, so we bought some that have basil seeds, tomatoes,
wildflower.
Oh, and I have lettuce too.
Lettuce, yeah.
Lettuce is a watery plant. I think I want to use that for some healing work.
And
if you live in the eastern half of the United States, this next week is going to be abnormally chilly.
Northeast, yeah.
Yeah, and even here in the Mid-Atlantic region is going to be abnormally chilly. It should be at least, by this time of May, upwards of 20 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be in the 70s by now, and it's going to get cooler all through next week, and then hopefully we'll come out of that.
So, like, our average high temperature in June, in May, in the D.C. area is 76 degrees, and we're going to be in the 50s the next few days. So, really cold. This is, yeah, it's a Arctic, what do they call it? Bomb.
Is that the bomb?
Polar vortex, or whatever they call it, yeah, that's coming down.
Or the Bamba, what's
the
hoodie?
Yeah.
Bamba something?
Yeah. You Bamba. Wow. Okay, so it's going to be chilly. So we haven't put anything in the ground yet. We haven't put any plants in the ground because we're going to have lows in the 30s the next few nights still. We haven't gotten to the point where the soils, where things are, you know, consistently warm enough overnight to have stuff in the ground.
And so, actually, if you live in the eastern half of the U.S., and it's going to be chilly, well, this is also a good time for you to do stuff where you are doing things indoors. If you have any sort of, yes, is there soil you can buy and a seedling mix you can buy? Yes, but as long as you don't bury the seeds too deeply, you can use really most types of potting mix.
Yeah.
What they really need is a warm place, and they need water, but not too much. I mean, you need to keep them moist, but not have
wet
your pots.
Yeah.
Super soggy.
Right.
And you can do that. So, why did I choose what I chose? Well, number one, it's here, and we have had time off and on in our backyard since we bought our house many years ago, and we don't happen to have any, so I bought some this year, and like David said, it's a good thing that we don't have them
in
the ground.
Yeah. Could it be too cold still for them?
Yeah, and they plants do get shocked.
Yeah.
So while this is not exactly related to what we're doing, honestly, you can use these, I think, there's a variety of magical purposes you can attribute to time. This is from Cunningham, good old Scott Cunningham. health, healing, sleep, psychic powers, love, purification, and courage. And the purification and courage part dovetails in, I think, really well with protection.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also carried. If you carry it like a sprig of thyme, it gives you energy. It's good for cleansing. And you can use cleansing baths where thyme is used to ensure all the sorrows and ills of the past are removed from the person. So we're talking about emotional healing, which is definitely something people really need right now. Our spirits are tired. And it's not just the disruption of what is going on. It's all of the implications for that. It's the fact, well, we are moving into festival season, and they're all canceled. So we can't do any festivals. We can't see the people that we've wanted to see for months and months because people often travel from a wide range of places when we are gathering at these festivals. One of the biggest in the U.S. and would have had their 40th year is Circle Sanctuary's Pagan Spirit Gathering. And sadly, we're not able to do that.
Yeah, that was just canceled. They just announced that was canceled.
Yeah, on April 30th.
Which they've never done.
Yeah. So a lot of people are just totally bummed out by that. They are sad, understandably.
Yeah.
You know?
Because for a lot of people who go to PSG, that's their friends there, that's the only time they see them is at PSG.
That is our non-biological family.
Yeah. And it's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah. And among the seeds, again, that we're going to plant tonight from the little papers is basil. Basil is associated with protection, exorcism or banishing, and wealth. And one of the things, and I've actually done this, haven't done it in a while, is you can, with the leaves of your standard sweet basil plant, they're pretty good. They're decent size. They're a good 3 inches long.
They can get pretty good, yeah.
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 And you can write a simple message on it and throw it into a moving body of water, or you can bury it.
Yeah.
And anything money related. So that's the other purpose of what we're doing this for, using it specifically to use.
For the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To help promote abundance and prosperity. And abundance can mean literal prosperity and wealth, but it can also mean other things. Mm-hmm. You can be abundant in family and friends that you have in your life. You can be abundant in good health. Your abundance can also be manifested in something as simple as, I have a safe place to live, I'm not going to be kicked out of my home.
Yep.
So, that's the breakdown of what we're going to be doing. And we are ready to begin. For yourself, something as simple as a white candle or votive or tea light, maybe some green, yellow, and orange stones such as malachite or raw emerald, aventurine, amazonite, another stone that I like to use, it's a high energy stone that is related to raising, good for raising energy, but also helps promote wealth, is citrine. I've got that on the altar as well. I've got a couple of larger pieces of aventurine that are smooth and polished, and they've had words etched in them, you know, with a gold leaf. One of them says prosperity. The other one says abundant. And I also have my little figurines. I pulled my little animal figurines back out, and I've got a lion. Looks
yeah.
like a mountain lion to me.
It does.
And it's made out of tiger's eye, which is also a good stone for promoting wealth. It's actually, interestingly, not surprisingly, when I think about it, because of how I like to buy stones,
yeah.
it is associated with wealth, with job success, but it is also associated with protection.
Oh, yeah, tiger's eye. Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take a few deep breaths. And breathe in again. You can use your power hand or a wand of any type to cast a circle of light or energy around your magical space. As you visualize that light, that bright form of energy, visualizing it around your immediate ritual spellcasting area, whatever part of the house that is for you. As you visualize that bright light, imagine it expanding outwards to fill that whole room that you are in. Take a deep breath and now visualize that light expanding out beyond your home, your apartment, and take one more deep breath in and move that energy out beyond your home to the property that surrounds it, and visualize a tendril of light or energy just moving out into the cosmos beyond. And you see other tendrils of light joining with you in the here and now and in the time beyond. And know that we are all protected. We are all safe. And we are all connected to each other during this time and place. And into the time beyond. So mote it be. And now we turn our attention to the east, to the home of the rising sun. And we seek blessings from our spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air. Bless us, guide us, teach us. Lend us your energies of intellect and wisdom. Hear the prayers that we send for ourselves, for our loved ones, for all of those in the greater community who are on the front lines battling this virus and helping people in need. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Guardians, elementals, and spirits of the South, we call to you for your warmth, the warmth of the hugs that we're not able to share at this moment, the warmth and of the giving that is being demonstrated at this time around the world to help others. And the warmth of friendship and connections that are being maintained from a distance at this time. We ask you to be with us, to protect us, to look over us and our loved ones. We welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And as we turn to the setting sun, we welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water to our circle. Bless us. Us, guide us, help us to stay compassionate towards others during this stressful time. Heal our hearts and minds and bodies. and those who have been stricken with this virus, as well as those who are helping in so many ways to keep us safe and healthy. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we welcome you.
Blessed be. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the North and of the Earth, we call on you to be with us in our circle this evening. And we ask that the spirit of abundance manifest itself from the earth as we envision the plants growing and the world greening during this time. We ask that the spirit of abundance, symbolized by the growing plants and the blossoming trees and flowers, manifest as abundance in our lives, abundance in its many forms. Spirits of the North, of abundant earth, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And as we welcome the moon goddess and goddesses of abundance this month, I am reminded, as we're doing this at a set time, that it is not, the sun has not quite set yet here. And I'm thankful for the ever-turning wheel of the year. And on this night, I welcome goddesses of the moon, from many places, from many cultures. Bless us, guide us, teach us, heal our broken hearts. Ease our stresses and burdens. With your powers so bright on this night, bless us with the energy of abundance and growth. Celine, Luna, Diana, Grandmother Moon, Isis, and many others by many different names. We welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And as we focus on our working. You can focus on, or you can pull it up, the image on your phone, or if you already know what it looks like, the image of an English thyme plant. So visualize that image in your mind.
We have common thyme.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it's a little thingy in the plant says it's common thyme. Which
it's not common to me. It's special. You're special to me.
It's a special time.
Because it's a special time.
Yes.
Boo.
Boo. Okay.
Now, you don't, if you have a plant, you're repotting, obviously you don't have to do this. Likewise, if you have potted plants in your home, you can do this. Take a little tiny piece of paper and write whatever you want on it. I'm going to tear away the excess pieces. I'm just going to fold it up here in a little piece, and I'm going to stick it here at the bottom, because with repeated waterings, especially as my little thyme plant grows, it will break down and eventually become part of the roots and other structures of the plant as it grows.
Yep. So that's what we're doing. We're transferring these little thyme plants that we have in the little pots into larger pots. So we're doing some gardening tonight.
Magical gardening. And we'll even water them some.
Yeah.
And these stay in these pots probably till at least June 1st or a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then at some point they'll actually go into the ground. So these will become part of the permanent greenery in our backyard. We have the little mugwort plant. I wasn't sure if it was going to make it over the winter, but I'm glad it did. And it's growing back. This mugwort plant, and we've talked about it in previous shows off and on, this mugwort plant is a transplant from Circle Sanctuary quite a few years back.
So,
did not get the mugwort from the circle that surrounds the maypole
post.
It was actually near the barn. If you've ever been to Circle Sanctuary, if you've ever seen pictures, they've got this great big red barn where they do a whole lot of stuff in there. It's also where the circle offices are at. A number of things that are used at all their gatherings are kept in there as well. And so, over time, the mugwort reseeded itself in different little spots around Circle Land. And that's where that one came from. So that mugwort is doing okay. It's coming back.
Yeah.
We also have a very large, it's about 3 feet by 3 feet in diameter-ish. And it is a large, almost unwieldy rosemary bush. So it is a little bit unruly, but it is sticking around no matter what.
Yep,
so these become part of the magical plants that we keep around all the time. And if you bless them with certain magical uses, and you kind of re-up that from time to time, they become powerful tools
mm-hmm.
of protection, abundance, prosperity, courage, healing, growth, any number of things
yep.
surrounding your own home.
So we have these in the pots, in the bigger pots, and we have some water that we've collected from Circle Sanctuary. This is from Bridget Spring. So whenever we're at Circle Sanctuary land, we take some bottles with us and gather up some water from the spring there's an artesian spring that flows all the time that has been dedicated to Bridget. And this is actually one of the features of the land that Selena, I think she envisioned before she saw the land.
She dreamt about it.
She dreamt about this. And this is something that really brought them to the land. This is one of the features, this spring of water. So we have some of that in a bottle here that we're going to use to give these their first drink in their new pot. So, you do yours.
Blessings of healing and prosperity.
Blessings of healing and prosperity. May this time, as it grows, symbolize the growth of healing in our lives and the continued prosperity to sustain us through this year of pain.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And now we are going to plant our little basil seeds.
So these are the ones that we have the papers with the basil seeds embedded in the papers. And this is in, when did we do these? Was it?
It was in March.
March, yeah. That we wrote our little messages on these papers. Here. And we have little, little containers, little pots that we're going to put the papers into. And we only put them like an inch or so deep, right?
Yeah, actually less than an inch.
Not even right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just barely. And this paper is biodegradable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth noting that each of these little papers has a lot of seeds. So even if only half of them come up, that's just fine by me. And now we'll have a lot of basil, and we'll transfer them into bigger pots. Basils, unlike mugwort and rosemary, are what we call perennials, so they last.
No.
Are annuals.
Yep.
Basil, thyme, mugwort, and rosemary are perennials, so they grow year after year. basil is an annual in most parts of the United States. So we will have these plants for the growing season. And we will harvest as they grow.
Yep.
We'll harvest leaves, use them in dishes, use them in magical work, make pesto out of them. David makes a really good pesto, traditional basil pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And so for these plants, we're going to charge them.
Okay.
We're going to charge these up with some energy. And again, since we are in the here and now and in the future, as you hear this, you can either silently or out loud chant with us. As we bless
our basil.
Bless our basil with abundance and protection.
Mm-hmm. Basil abundance.
Basil protection. Basil abundance. Basil protection.
Basil abundance.
Basil protection.
Basil abundance.
Basil protection.
Basil
abundance. Basil
protection.
Basil abundance.
Basil protection.
Basil abundance.
Basil protection.
Basil abundance.
Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance.
Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance.
Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance.
Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance.
Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance.
Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance. Basil
protection.
Basil
abundance.
Basil protection. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And we have a little bit of bridge of spring water here. We'll put in these two. Give them their first drink of water from the spring from Circle Sanctuary. Dedicated to Bridget and her healing. All right, it'll get there. There we go. And our bottle is empty. We need to go back to Circle.
Yep. Actually, we have another jug somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, because every time we've ever gone to Circle, we
fill a jug.
We do. We fill it. We go to the spring. It is an artesian spring, so it is perpetually burbling and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it flows down into a creek, a little tiny creek that's on the property. And even in the coldest parts of winter, it never freezes.
No, it'll be snow all around it and stuff, and it's just bubbling away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like magic.
Is it like magic or something?
It's like magic. I know, there's probably science behind it. It's like magic.
Yes, there's some science to it.
Yeah.
So, we'll just put these around our
uh-huh.
altar.
Okay.
And as these seeds sprout, the abundance that people need in their lives will be manifested.
Yes.
So think of these as the months wear on, and we will provide updates to our little happy plants too. And once they sprout, we'll take pictures and post them of the progress of basil. Now, of course, eventually these will end up going straight into the ground,
yeah.
or into a really big pot.
Yeah.
A really big outdoor pot.
Yeah.
And we will have these available for magical workings and food and whatever we need.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
There you go. And as we bring this to a close, we'd like to thank our Mother Goddess, goddesses of healing, goddesses of abundance, goddesses of fertility and growth. As we pray to you and honor you, we know that you sustain us with life. And we thank our moon goddesses by many names from many different cultures. We thank you for blessing us with protection, with healing, with whatever guidance we may need in our lives at this time. Goddesses of the Moon, Diana, Selene, Luna, Isis, Grandmother Moon, and many others by many different names, we thank you.
Blessed be. Elementals, guardians, and spirits of the north, of the earth, from which all things grow, we thank you for being with us tonight and always. We thank you for the abundance that we grow in our lives, now and moving forward. We thank you for being with us, for protecting us, and for all that we gather. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and of the earth, we thank you.
Blessed be. And we turn our direction back to the west. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water for being with us tonight. From the tiniest bubbling artesian springs, the trickling creeks, to the largest flowing rivers, the deepest lakes and oceans. We thank you for blessing us with healing, with compassion, with empathy for our fellow humans and other creatures on this planet. And for listening to our prayers. For healing, to help lift our sadness during this time. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we thank you. Blessed be.
Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the South, of the sacred fires, we thank you for the warmth in our lives, the warmth of the love of those who are taking care of those in need, the warmth of friendship that we share from a distance, over the phone, over the internet, through video conferences and virtual hugs. And we thank you for the warmth of the season at this Beltane time and this full moon time. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the South, of the sacred fires, we thank you.
Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the east. And we thank the sacred direction of east and the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air for being with us, for hearing our messages and prayers that we send to our deities and to our ancestors, for blessing us with wisdom and intellect, during this time. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you.
Blessed be.
And as we open our circle in the here and now, know that you are always connected to others listening live or listening in the time to come. And know that we remain connected to each other as part of our larger pagan community. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Blessed be.
Woohoo!
So tonight, Selena was doing a full moon circle as well.
That's right.
Through Circle Sanctuary. And it was a virtual full moon. So we want to make sure we acknowledge and connect our energies with the work they're doing this evening, that Selena's doing. And
right. And she was doing something different, harnessing and working with, I believe,
fairies.
Oh, fairies and,
yeah,
of course, the super moon energies.
Yeah. Cool.
So we thank everyone listening now, listening in the time to come. We'd like to thank all of our listeners that listen to our show and all the other shows on CSNP, Lunatic Mondays, Circle Talk,
Taganos del Mundo,
Nature Mystic, and
Nature Spirituality.
Yep.
So there's stuff on most nights of the month. I think the only night we do not have anything is on Fridays.
That is correct.
Yes. So next up for this weekend, on Saturday on Paganos del Mundo, Laura Gonzalez is doing a discussion about rituals in Spanish, because that's the Spanish and Portuguese program. Some nights are in Spanish, some are in Portuguese on Paganos del Mundo, depending on who the host is.
And what's going on Sunday on Nature Mystic?
Nature Mystic on Sunday the 10th, Mother Earth Communion. It's an encore presentation from 2014, so on Sundays are reruns from Selena's previous podcasts and programs from going back to 2012. So we pull stuff going back to 2012 for that show. So that is doing a rerun of Mother Earth Communion from 2014, ancient and contemporary ways of attuning to and working with the guardian of planet Earth as the goddess Mother Earth.
Cool.
Yep. And then on Monday the 11th, Laura Gonzalez on Lunatic Mondays in English on the 11th. She has Celia.
Oh, goody!
So that will be fun. That will be a good time. Celia is always just an awesome person.
She's a delight to listen to. Yeah. She's a very prolific musician, and she has a large and growing, was it musical catalog?
She does a project where she puts out a song like every week or every day, like every week at least.
Something like that.
Where you know something, and if you support her through Patreon, you get emails and there's stuff that she put content that she puts up exclusive to her Patreon followers, like weekly, all the time. So she's busy. She's awesome. And then, and then on Nature Spirituality next Wednesday, Selena is healing with the sacred water. So she's got a series going on of healing with sacred elements. And she did air last night on the 6th. And next Wednesday is water, and then earth, and then fire.
Is it earth and fire, or fire and earth?
Air, water, earth, and fire.
Okay. Alrighty, so what would you like to take us out with here?
So we're going to close out with what we, oldie but a favorite, Moon is High.
Alrighty.
I guess?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank everybody for listening and supporting us and supporting Circle. As you heard, Circle Sanctuary has had to cancel PSG this year, and we want to put a plug out that if you enjoy the work that Circle does, PSG is its main income, primary income source for Circle Sanctuary,
yeah,
is Pagan Spirit Gathering. Well over half of Circle's operating budget comes from PSG. So even though PSG has been canceled, we would like to ask our listeners and followers and supporters to consider donating and supporting Circle Sanctuary financially so they can keep their lights on. Circle Sanctuary is... they have bills. I mean, it's a 200-acre piece of plot of land they have in Wisconsin that they need to, you know, they pay for. And they have people who work. There's, Selena and the office person, you know, there's incomes. There's payroll stuff they do. And
but to pay for electricity.
They got to pay for the utilities.
Got to pay for internet.
Internet and everything. So, like everybody else, they've got bills, too. And while not holding events means there's a lot that they don't have to pay because they don't have people coming to the land to do things.
Those events are also part of the income.
Part of the income. So we do ask that you consider supporting Circle Sanctuary. If you go to Circle's website and go to donate, and you can set up a one-time donation or a sustaining donation, a sustaining membership thing too. So, you know, like NPR, you know, we're going to put the plug in to please support Circle Sanctuary. You don't hear us asking this hardly ever, so this is an extraordinary year. So as we think about the abundance that we're working on for this year through this ritual,
We ask you to also share the abundance that you have with keeping a circle operating, because there's a lot of things the circle does.
If you're able to do so.
Yes.
And if not, just send...
send love.
And
yeah.
send abundance energy.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So there we go. That's
there you
love.
Go.
Happy full moon.
Happy full moon, and thanks for listening.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are on this night of
Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.